The Indians going for their second straight win over the Yankees. Michael Brantley ready for this one. Jaime Garcia on the hill for New York, making his Yankees debut. Pick it up, scoreless game in the second. It's Garcia facing Austin Jackson.
Line drive, base hit, left field. Santana hustling. He'll make it to third. Clint Frazier cutting it off. They're going to wave Santana home. The relay to the plate. He is safe, and the Indians take the lead. Jackson goes to third on the throw home. Grounds it towards third. Urshela with a great play. Coming home with the throw. Got him. Oh, what a sensational play by Giovanni Urshela.
Wow, that was a big league play. That was his only play. And I thought he was going to he got it to it so quickly. I thought he was going to throw to first base, but he did not.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, on to the left side, and on through a base hit in the left. Rounding third and scoring is Geyer. Brantley comes through, and the Indians lead it 5-1.
Ground ball in the hole, diving. Urshela makes the stop from his knee, throws, hey, got him! Incredible! Urshela continues to dazzle.
Plenty of seats remain. The pitch, a swing and a miss, good fastball. Actually, it might have been more of a sinker. Hard to tell sometimes with Bauer, everything moves so much, but nonetheless, Trevor Bauer has strikeout number 6. From Bauer to Frazier. Swing and a miss, got him with the off speed. Bauer's night, in all likelihood, is over. 114 pitches through 7 innings.
The Indians win their second straight over the Yankees, taking it 7-2. Trevor Bauer the victory, allowing just a run in 7 innings, striking out 7. Francisco Lindor had his 13-game hitting streak snapped. Michael Brantley with 2 hits and 2 runs scored. And Jaime Garcia takes the loss in his Yanks debut, going 4 2/3 innings, allowing 6 runs, 5 earned. The Indians take out the Yankees. Manager Terry Francona spoke after.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an overstatement to say that's potentially a game saver. I mean, that was an inning that Trev ended up throwing about 30 pitches, gave up one, had to pitch out, you know, the bases loaded, got the strikeout. But without that play, you don't know. I mean, that was an incredible play. I mean, the one to make the play, the beginning of it, then to have the kind of the presence of mind that was his only play. And that was a long shot. But the throw across the runner, right on the money, boy, that was, I don't think it's an overstatement that it's a game saver. You okay back there?
Yeah, because he didn't knock. And then Bauer, I mean, 2 outings in a row, this is way. Even,
you know, and early on, you know, he didn't have the strikeouts and he didn't let it get in the way of the game. You know, he was efficient early, and then, you know, he started, as he can do, he gets into the game and he finds his pitches and his rhythm, and he started getting his strikeouts, but he didn't let it bother him early, which was good.
You know, the rest of the season, they got a few different directions after that game in Oakland. The fact that the last 3 starts for him have been pretty good production-wise. How encouraging is that?
I agree. I think we felt like he's been in a pretty good place all year. You know, DRA is higher than anybody is more comfortable, including himself. But his stuff has been there all year. And, you know, all the things we talk about, competitive, not backing down, those things, we feel good about him. You know, I think, you know, he's just going to have to live with a high ERA that he's probably comfortable with. Yeah, it's a good way to play. I mean, you know, when we're able to get, you know, and it actually starts with the pitching, though. When we're not playing down, you can be aggressive and you see what can happen. You know, when you're aggressive and you're intelligent to boot, it really helps us win games. Just not going station to station, it can create not just extra 90 feet, but potentially mistakes because of it.
Feel like you've seen that aspect get better as the season's going?
Yeah, I really do.
Michael Brantley, a nice game with 2 hits and 2 runs scored. He talked to the media afterwards.
It's great. Our starting pitcher's giving us a chance to win every single game. You know, that's obviously the key. We're playing good team baseball, good fundamental baseball, and we got to continue to do it.
I know it's August, and we've asked for so many months when you guys are going to play the way you guys thought you would. Is it good that you, for you, in your mind, that you guys are playing baseball the way everybody expected you to now that it's later in the season?
Absolutely. We've been playing a lot of games. A lot of things happen, but it's one day at a time. We're going out there playing against a great team in the Yankees right now, and we have to continue to take it one day at a time in a long series and hopefully win the series.
What was your favorite play by Gio Urshela tonight?
I like the first one, the jump throw, going in the foul territory across the runner and saving, Trevor Bauer run right there. Huge play by him. He's a great defensive player. We all know that, and it's fun to watch.
Trevor Bauer picks up the win, allowing just a run in 7 innings of work, striking out 7.
Yeah. It's the highest stakes, highest leverage situation there was today. I like that whenever the stakes get raised, the highest stakes possible, that's why I like playing under. So, yeah, high risk, high reward, obviously. Preferable not to be bases loaded there, but I thought I made a lot of good pitches to Judge before that. Borderline 3-2 pitch, it could have gone my way, didn't. Obviously, Gio's play kind of saved that inning just to get me two outs. And then, I was able to get Sanchez.
Up next, the series against the Yankees continues on Saturday with Danny Salazar on the hill.